said, yeah, that's right. Well, not that I'm a Catholic anymore. I'm an ex-Catholic. But I just figured that, well, you know, okay, he died. He went through it, but he came back to life. So it doesn't matter what happens to my body right now. If I end up getting killed, I'm going to, you know, I'll come back anyways. My soul's going to keep going on. And then that's when the whole concept of evolution started hitting me like, yeah, it doesn't matter if I die, if I melt into this ground, if I die, I'm going to keep going on and on.
Well, I had done a lot of THC, and I was listening to Oh Superman, Laurie Anderson, and at the line, so you better get ready. It started to loop in my head, and I started to see sort of a fake oscilloscope trace in front of me, and then sort of going along with the words, and now I'm embarrassed to say, occasionally it would morph into appalling, and you know, I'm embarrassed by what levels of homophilia, homophobia that shows, but that went away after a while, and I was just left with the looping line and the oscilloscope trace until eventually I just reconnected with the song, which had kept on going. That's about it. I've never done anything stronger, so there you go. Someone else's description of an interesting point fairly late in her trip was something like, oh, a sort of a boring mutilation movie, but she didn't seem too disturbed by it.
And this wider understanding generally leads beyond the personal realm and often involves a very deep understanding of the total human situation. And
then at that point, I knew I was going to die. So I just said, you know what, I'm going to die. I accept it, and I peed my pants. I took my pager off, it was still buzzing, and I threw it out the board, and I just collapsed to the ground. I remember hitting my head, and then I kind of blacked out, but then I felt myself dissolving like layers of onion, like an onion peel. You know, the layers just coming off, you know, boom, boom, boom. But the layers was everything since I was born, like sight, smell, visions, emotions, feelings, colors, everything to do with the senses, memory, and everything was just melting off. It was just shredding off of this being or whatever, you know. And it was just all coming off in multi colors, and it was dissolving into this big ocean.
So two of those experiences where one was the ego death, when I felt that as I was being crushed, the ego was being crushed. I connected with the image of the dancing Shiva crushing the little dwarf.
There is at all times full connection with all parts of oneself, the emotional and the intellectual, the intuitive and the instinctual. It is a superb tool for learning and for growth. And 2CB allows one to recover baseline within 6 to 8 hours using a maximum dosage.
The human situation.
Thank you. lot of things. A lot of things, and I can't even describe what it was. Things that were just amazing. There's a whole other universe of just unidentifiable things. Incredible vision came after that. And it just went on and on. And it seemed like I went through these little trips where I'd get certain beings or whatever, and then turn away into something else. But there was a point to where I went through, seemed like a long time of this kind of journey, and I felt like I awoke and like I was just reborn or something, and there was the full moon, and I looked up at it and I felt like a baby. And I looked up to the moon and I just said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my life, and I'm glad to be alive.
One of these states was a state which can be called void.
Usually lower in the area of 18 to 20.
How does consciousness produce the illusion of matter?
Sophisticated people talk about it as supracosmic and metacosmic void.
Another drug mentioned earlier, ketamine, is abbreviation for 2-orthochlorophenyl, 2-methylaminocyclohexanone.
After this first success in the ergot field, synthesis of ergolovine,
and at the end of the synthesis, I got in a very strange condition.
Prescribed me medicaments. He conveyed me to my bedroom and watched by me in my bedroom.
In like condition which all my surrounding was changing, and of the feeling of rest of the view of reality had changed.
One of the things I remember when first encountering this whole new world, the first thing that went through my head is so stupid was, hey, I know where Sid Barrett lives. I see!
My work is indeed dedicated to the development of tools, but tools for quite a different purpose. And here's where I want to get quite away from...
You must have started young.
Oh, probably about 13 years old.
You're very lucky.
Chemistry and into some of my own personal thoughts.
I was in my late middle age before it happened to me. Imagine that.
In a return, turn a dear, unfamiliar, world unfamiliar, everyday reality.
I've been involved a little bit in the rave scene. A lot of younger kids going to the all-night dance parties, all people being introduced to drugs like ecstasy and LSD at these events. And a lot of them taking it without very much preparation, without really knowing very much about the substances, without having much of an idea about the potential benefits or the potential dangers of using these substances.
The antithesis of 2CB, in that it effectively separates the mind and the body. This allows the mind a separate and constructive state, apart from the physical grounding of the body. Although the primary clinical application of ketamine is as a dissociative anesthetic, an increasingly important direction of study is now being directed to the psychological loosening.
The horror soaked me and gave way to a feeling of fortune and gratitude. The more normal perceptions and thoughts returned, and my assurance increased that the nature of insanity had conclusively passed.
MAL and CPM are abbreviations of the compounds that are fascinating analogs of mescaline, namely 4-methyl-3,5-dimethoxycomethylamine and 4-cyclopropylmethyl-3,5-dimethoxycomethylamine. Two compounds that activate opposite sides of the sensory. The former provokes an intense visual distortion at the retinal level, with consequential bizarre interpretations. The latter displays its effectiveness in the fantasy and only with the eyes closed. Following 65 milligrams of MAL, quotation, within 2 hours, intense effect, beautiful, diuretic, good connections between parts of myself, continual fantasy and imagery, lovely experience of the erotic with husband. Around 12 hours, excellent solid sleep with clear, balanced dreams.
When we talk about chemical psychedelics, we also do get into some other values, however, such as the methylamine substances like MDMA, ecstasy, and 2CB.
I'd like to lay a little background to establish a framework for these tools, and in part to define them, and in part to give emphasis to an urgency that I really feel associated with.
The experience of group consciousness is common, for example, in peyote ceremonies.
I'd have to say that the first psychedelic I ever did was a magic mushroom that was given to me when I was about 15 years old in Christian Brothers High School in Sacramento. Parking lot, a young man came up kind of thought I was really square and kind of introvert. Thought it'd be really funny to see what that happened if I ate this mushroom sweetener. I was picked up by my stepmother. We took this ride across the causeway between Sacramento and Davis. And I remember watching the freeway just sort of stretch out in front of me, and as if it was changing direction, and the freeway sort of turned into this sort of swirling ribbon, and I started laughing. My stepmother looked over at me and said, "What's so funny?" And I said, "Oh, it's just a joke. It's just a personal joke," because I didn't want to get in trouble, you know, beaten by my father for basically doing whatever, you know, I wasn't supposed to be doing. But it was an amazingly pleasurable experience. I started getting these big brushes, and I weigh about 165 pounds, and I'm 35 years old. Thank you very much.